It is the Friday show, Neil Atkinson with Paul Dehaney and Ian Ryan, to go through a fantastic little weekend programme of games. It starts on Friday night. We'll get stuck into that. We're also going to be joined by Michael from The Athletic and Sarah Halpin to talk about Everton and Norwich, not respectively, whatever the opposite of respectively is. Michael's talking about Norwich and Sarah's talking about Everton, but we will start off going through all the games, having Paul here as well. We will get stuck into what Tottenham have been up to and last weekend's showing, which was, I think, especially bad, but we'll give them some time to work up towards that. We'll start with Newcastle United versus Leeds United, and it's a proper 6 points at this, Paul. I think I was disappointed with Leeds going there from a Liverpool point of view. Obviously made up that Liverpool got the results, but Leeds to me suddenly all of a sudden just looked vulnerable. They looked like a side, I'm not going to say they've been worked out, because I hate it when people say that about football teams. They can change and they can adapt, but everyone's played them twice now last season, and I do sort of worry for that idea that there's a bit of inbuilt memory. This is what Leeds United tried to do to you, so this is what you should try to do to them.
It comes across to me as kind of they've got a plan A, and you know, you have to, what's the word I want to put? You have to execute that plan A. And if you don't, there isn't really a plan B, because it's all about getting plan A as good as possible. And I think the problem, it's almost like a little bit like Russian roulette, because, you know, you're either going to get battered or you're going to win. But I think there's not a lot of draws.
No, and there wasn't a lot of draws last season either.
And that's a big gamble, you know. And I think with Bielsa, he does get a bit like Pochettino, gets the best out of players. Because if you look at Leeds' squad, is it really that much stronger than when they came back, come up from the Championship? I think their strength was the fact that a lot of those players played in the Leeds youth team together and they came up together. So you had that togetherness through that. But that togetherness doesn't necessarily mean top quality. I mean, I like someone like Luke Ayling, for instance. One day you look at him and you think, he's a bit of a player. I could see him playing for England.
Yeah.
And then you see him get roasted by someone, or, you know, make an error, or be positionally, you know, inept. And, you know, no disrespect to him, I'm just talking about at the highest level.
Yeah.
And I think Leeds have got a lot of players like that. You know, I'm not including Calvin Phillips in that. I think he is the real deal. He's proved that he can mix it with the very best. But I also think there is a lot of mediocrity, or not even mediocrity, you know, a lot of players that have gone above their level and are almost like coming back, a bit like with Pochettino and Spurs, where we had players that, like Dyer and stuff, that were excelling. But once, you know,
the stardust sort of fades.
It started to fade, their true self started to kind of evolve.